You know, he doesn't want to cut a pound. His body won't let him cut a pound. Well, then you better win the tournament, okay?
That's BS. That's bull crap.
He's got some big balls, man.
You zip your lip, you shut your mouth, and you open your ears. That's how you win. That's how you get better.
Win, you live, lose, you die.
The saddle, bud. It's been
T.R. Foley, Kimbo.
It's been December 19th since the last time we talked over the internet.
Yep, pre-holiday, pre-scuffle, pre-Midland.
Yeah, because what happened was we did it before Christmas.
Yep.
And then the Midlands happened, and you really couldn't set lines between Midlands and scuffle because we'd already set those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to pick up their phone at that time.
It's tough while you're traveling. I'm in Jersey, you're in Virginia, to get that done over the holiday. Plus, let's face it, there's not a whole lot of people that are going to tune in.
You're exactly right.
So, I think we did it the best we could. Speaking of which, I did, the matchups that actually happened, I feel like I nailed.
You did. You absolutely.
I needed it. I needed a big week after the grapple in the garden. I feel like I fell flat on my face there a little bit.
Oh.
But I needed a big week.
So impressive. So impressive. Do you have the numbers in front of you?
I've got some of them in my head. Ruth Bozak, I think, nailed it. Ruth 1x4.
Muir or less, MUIROR LESS. The entendre is right in front of you. If you can't pick it up, then you don't deserve to follow. But it's beautiful.
Double entendre, if you will.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Beautiful stuff, Muir. Beautiful stuff.
Yeah, like I said, I needed that. Needed to get back on track there after
now,
the garden.
I don't know if we should say this in a public format, but I was thinking about what to do before the lines come out. Now, before the NCAA lines come out, and we know how they're going to come out. They're going to come out 1, 2, 3 field.
Yeah.
What are we going to do as far as, do we set who we think that they're going to put, we're going to make up all the different 1, 2, 3s and the fields. And then as soon as they're released, anything that's outside of those lines that we think is a good value, are we just going to hammer?
I think so. Yeah, I think the week before we set our own lines, what we think they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And last year they used to give you 1, 2, 3, and then the field, now they're starting to kind of slow down on that a little bit. They're only giving you really 1 or 2 guys a weight, and then the field. Some weights they'll throw 3 at you. But, yeah, we do the week before. We throw, we'll say 1, 2, 3, whatever our top 3 seeds, or if you want to throw a wild card in there, and then we'll do the field.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the lines come out, we're going to have to rush to tape the podcast and let everyone know what the good lines to take after we take them, of course.
Well, I think we'll move the. I think my idea. I don't think you can bet more than what 150 per line.
I think it's 250. They cap
yeah. Yeah, I think I'm just gonna set aside a few grand and just hammer a couple of the big lines.
That's essentially what I do every year. And last year was a good year. Last year, the line for the field at 184, which did not include Bozak, was like plus 1450, some absurd number like that.
Uh-huh.
So a wide open weight, you know, you got your favorites, Quentin Wright and Hamlin. Guys are probably going to come through and win it. But if not, you got a guy like Bozak or Steinhaus that can sneak through. You bet $100, they give you back $14.50 if that happens, and it did happen. So that went well. I also put some money on Stever, who was plus 500 or something.
Yeah, he was really high.
So there's some good bets to be had. I would really like to know who was making these lines.
I do too. That's what I was going to wonder. I'm wondering if you're not going to get someone to reach out to you, if someone's going to try to bring you in.
Maybe. You never know.
I mean, it's all mathematical. I mean, it's all mathematical, but who is the person who actually knows that much about NCAA wrestling? Because also, if you go to the scorebook, all those scores aren't right, so that person is accessing information that's not true. And then if you're the proprietor of Sportsbook, how are you trusting some random person to make these lines? I guess it really kind of goes off past performance. And really, at the end of the day, they're not making a line to... They're not making a line to make money off the line. They're making a money. They're making all their money off the difference in the two lines.
Yeah, and so you figure they got to be. It's got to be profitable for them because they keep doing it every year. And then what they'll also do is they'll release lines for the finals. That's the most exciting one. That is awesome. I mean, that is free money, in my opinion.
That's why it's gonna. It'll pay off to have Twitter for you and for people who want to bet it, because if you know, as soon as those lines come out, you just tell them which side to take.
Yeah, I'll throw myself in the line a little bit.
After you.
No pun intended, but...
After you take your side.
I feel like there's so many bets that are good value, whether or not you win them necessarily, you feel good about making the bet.
Tell me, Brian, how do you feel about your Tyler Caldwell bet?
That one is not looking great. I got some full season bets that are not looking like they're going to come in at this point. Tyler Caldwell to win NCAAs right now is looking like the longest of long shots.
Couldn't be longer.
But what are you going to do? I made the bet. I really thought he was going to hang with those guys a little more. I thought Taylor was a really bad matchup for him. I thought he was going to really be able to hang with Deke. And it doesn't look like he's going to be able to hang with either right now.
I don't even think they're going to make a field.
They might. I think they'll have a field there. And I think it'll be absurd. It'll be something like plus 2,000.
Oh, easily. Easily.
So, you know what? He's got a whole season to work with John Smith and Espo.
Yeah.
So we'll see where they get him. Here's a question for you. Is he going to be the third seed automatically?
Not automatically.
He may be the fourth seed at this point. If the season ended today, I don't think they throw him in number three.
I know we have him ranked at number three.
So, well, that's something to think about, too. I think he's a real bad matchup for Taylor.
Because he beat Bubby Graham.
I think he could potentially win, somehow sneak a ride-out win against Deke. It's not likely, but I see him beating Deke before he beats Taylor, the way that match went.
Yeah.
Did you see also that Tyler Caldwell hit a full-blown knee bar on Dave Taylor?
Did not see that.
Just about ripped his leg in half. The ref stopped it eventually, but he's not scared to get after it a little bit. If he's down, he'll throw a little. I'm not gonna call him dirty, but he'll throw some stuff at you.
So we have full disclosure, I don't think we've ever released what our lines are to the bet that is minorly hedged for you. So the bets that we currently have.
Yep.
Are.
So the bets I've currently lost to you, I had David Taylor, first match, lost.
No, I'm talking about the NCAA bets.
Yep, so then for the whole season bet, I have Kyle Dake to repeat. Four wins, four weights. I have, what is it, plus 200? You'll have to remind me exactly what we put on. But
okay. I
believe it's plus 200.
And then what's Caldwell? Whatever it is, I stand to either, if Dake wins, we push.
Yeah.
If Taylor wins, I win 400. If Caldwell wins, I lose 300.
Even money, 200 bucks.
Yeah.
And then I have Caldwell to win plus 500. Is that what I got?
You have... Yeah, 500 or 700 or something, or 350. So it's 700 on 200.
Yeah, that's right. So
if you Caldwell, the best thing that can happen to you is Caldwell wins.
The best thing that can happen to me is Caldwell wins.
Yeah,
which is not going to happen.
You'd win 500.
The worst thing that could happen right now is if David Taylor won, which would be really weird because I really thought that Taylor would win the early season matchup and Dake would win when it counted.
But I've always been on the right side of that process. I thought that Dake would win early, but Taylor would figure him out, which he did. And, you know, you could say he won that second match. I don't like his chances in the finals. something about it just makes me, I don't know. I guess because he's lost in the finals and he's shown that he is susceptible to stress.
I think Date still has another level he can jump for the final, which he's shown pretty much every year.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I think he's going to be really tough.
Who knows, though? That's a lot of stress, man. It's a lot of stress.
I was thinking about that the other day. That's a lot of stress.
It's a ton of stress.
For your fourth title, Wrestling Taylor. I mean, I just hope it happens. Hope nothing unforeseen happens or, like, some weird upset somewhere. Because just the energy level for those two coming out for 165-pound final.
The place is going to be electric. It's going to be fun. Brian.
It'll be the biggest match we've ever seen.
It'll be the biggest match in NCAA wrestling history.
I'd agree.
No question. He's going for four titles. There's this huge rivalry built into it. Not to mention there's like all this sort of like basic Greek-based storytelling involved in it.
I read your article the other day.
It's pretty fantastic that he has to win it from the coach. I mean, I don't know. Send out your best gladiator type thing.
Better storyline? The whole Bubba thing, Taylor's freshman year, or the Dake storyline?
What do you mean?
Like, what's a more intriguing?
Depends on how it ends. If Dake wins, then it's not as intriguing as if Taylor.
I think if somehow Dake loses, I think that's even more interesting.
Yeah, I'm saying if Dake loses, it's a more interesting storyline.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But if Dake wins, then it's just four titles, and you know the winner wins. But, you know, to equal an upset, you have to have an upset. He's lost twice to him. He's sort of wrestling for himself, but in a way he's wrestling for his coach, and also in a strange way, wrestling for, like, Eastern domination. I think Penn State fans put a lot of stress on David Taylor being the face of the program, so if he can't beat, you know, if their little fiefdom's gladiator can't beat the biggest gladiator out there, then they're in a way they lose legitimacy, I think, or they might feel that they do.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Until you get to 184 and Ed Ruth just teflon people,
right? But again, it's not about if they have the best.
Well, that's the question: is the face of Penn State changing from Taylor to Ed Ruth?
No, Taylor is the face. It doesn't matter. Ed Ruth is going to win three, and David Taylor might only win two, but it'll still be Taylor.
He is the golden boy. I'll give you that.
There was the hype behind him when he came out. He followed Kale. He believed in Kale, just like the athletic department and the fans believed in Kale. I don't know if there's a racial element to it or not. I don't want to get involved in that, but certainly David Taylor is like he's a media attractive kind of guy.
I'm big on all time lists. Like, who's your top five guys all time?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering where these guys end up, each of them, where they end up all time. It depends, obviously, on this match.
At best, they're both going to be three-timers, right?
Let's say Taylor wins. Now, they're both three-time champs, four-time finalists. So, I don't know.
No, I'm a little more impressive.
I think that Dave did it without a red shirt.
Ruth lost in the semis.
No, I'm saying Taylor and Dave. Ruth lost in the quarters.
Oh, who would be better all time, Dake or Taylor?
Exactly.
Oh, that's really fascinating.
If Taylor wins this match, I think it depends how he wins.
No, I just think if it matters if he wins.
I don't know. I mean, it's tough to place those guys. You got four-time finalists, three-time champs.
57, 65, 65, and then you imagine 65. I mean, four weights is incredibly impressive.
Four weights without a red shirt. Tough to beat, but depends. What if he just lights them off somehow? Isn't going to happen, but on paper it could.
I mean, obviously, I think if Kyle Dick wins, you make the argument. The argument can be made that he's the greatest all-time wrestler. He has losses, but...
Yeah, I get that, but I still don't think you put him above KO.
I don't know. I don't see there's... I think if you look at it from the perspective of someone who's achieving a greater feat. Hey, come on.
Harder to do, but how do you put him ahead of a guy that never lost? And never really got challenged all that much.
No, he did lose to Paul Jenn, redshirt year.
Yeah.
Paul Jenn wasn't in college, though.
Yeah, I think it's 1 and 1A. Tail is lately.
1A. That's a Brian Muirism that just always makes its way into the podcast.
Yeah, I go there a lot.
Subheadings.
I think it plays here.
Does the nose play? The nose
plays. Who's your top wrestler in the country right now? I think maybe Jordan Oliver might be catching a little fire in that discussion.
Best wrestler in the country? Logan Stieber.
Yeah?
I mean, he didn't wrestle against Ramos, so we don't know.
What do you think about that? Any foul play going on there?
Yeah, I think so. I can't, I don't think you're allowed to really say that until you can prove it. The whole, he was great at grappling the Garden, but then he went and got some extra work in, hurt his knee, recovered from that injury, but then sort of maybe slightly tweaked it this week in practice. I mean, it's almost such a fantastical set of circumstances that it might have to be true. Like, why would you divulge all that detail about an injury? But at the same time, it makes me think, he had nothing to gain. He had nothing to gain by wrestling Ramos.
I agree with that, too. And he doesn't seem like the guy that would matter to all that much. Like, he likes to wrestle, obviously. He likes those matches. But the most disappointing dual meet I've ever been to in my life was Northwestern Ohio State. Jake Herbert's supposed to wrestle Pacillo. We took the ride up. Not an easy ride. It was like 45 minutes, hoping to see this match live, and he pulled him out. So the point of my story is Ohio State's done this in the past.
Whether
it was calculated or not.
Look, I'm not saying – I have no doubt that Logan Stieber wasn't going to back down from a fight, but I think Tom Ryan's very strategic about it. He didn't get to his position as one of the best head coaches in the country by being a dumbass.
Yeah, the only thing that goes against that is they could have won the dual meet.
No.
With him there.
No.
It came down, like I said, it came down to 74. That overtime match, that goes the other way.
And half one wins.
And 133 goes the other way.
Yeah.
That's it. They win by a point. So.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 11-point match, right? So. Oh, man. Oh, man. So this week we have Virginia Duels.
We both know them well.
We both know them well. Got to breathe.
someday we'll have to have Coach Bernstein on to tell that story.
We have to. We are looking at what is likely going to be a finals between Virginia Tech and Central Michigan. Assuming Central Michigan makes it past our Virginia Cavaliers?
I was going to say, I don't know. Well, first of all, they've already released the seed, so...
Yeah, it's 1-4, so that's Virginia.
Yeah, number one, you think Central Michigan should be seeded number one over Virginia Tech?
Heavens no. Virginia Tech is so good, it's unbelievable. I think the reason they did it was just to separate Virginia and Virginia Tech.
That's what I thought. Kind of what I was thinking. So, I think Virginia, if you want to call that the final, I'm fine with that.
I think Virginia matches up really well with
Central Michigan.
Oh, absolutely. Great dual meet team, though. Central Michigan shows
obviously a little biased, but yeah, Central Michigan's very good as well. But I would not be surprised to see
it'll come Virginia. Down to it'll in a way it'll probably come down to Cente's versus DiCamillo.
Yes. Yes. I mean, Virginia also has to get past Boise State, who's no slouch. But assuming that happens, it's going to be close. Valeni back this weekend.
That's good. We're lying.
Get him back. You figure that's another win there. I think that Fauzi, who hasn't been wrestling all that well as of late, should hopefully bounce back this weekend.
Yeah, but is he going to beat Mike Miller?
Good question.
I'm sorry, is it Mike Miller at 74 there?
I don't believe he is.
He might be graduated. I don't know why that came out of my mouth. Ben Bennett at 84.
84 is who you're thinking of. Yeah, Bennett. So assuming he doesn't bump up.
But through the middle, I think we look good.
Yeah, he should. There is a guy that's ranked, Kelleher, at Central Michigan at 74. Yep. But I think Fauzi takes him out. I think... Either way, we're going to get some good matchups.
Wahoo-wah. Wahoo-wah forever.
Wahoo-wah. Wahoo-wah. I'm supposed to call Stevie G after this, too. I haven't talked to him in roughly 2 years, but we're due for a conversation.
So, yeah, prepare anyway, yourself.
Here's how I would rank the team in most likely to win the Virginia duels. And I can set lines for them if you want. But I would say Virginia Tech is a favorite.
Absolutely.
Central Michigan, I'm going to throw it second. Slightly over UVA, number three. And then Edinburgh, Boise State, I got pretty much tied for four. I don't really see either of those teams winning it. Good first-round matchup, rematch of Midland Finals, is Bruschetta from Virginia Tech and Vincent from
Yeah. Vincent. I think Bruschetta stays all over him. I don't think it's going to be very close.
Yeah, well, overtime win at Midland, right?
No.
I believe it was, or at least it was a last takedown win.
He beat him by 2 points, but he was winning for a while.
Okay. So, I'm going to say Bruschetta, he did seem to have his number there a little bit. I'm going to say he's minus a point and a half over Vincent. I would not be surprised to see Vincent come back and beat him.
Yeah, I would almost take Vincent on that line. But I like Bruschetta. I like Bruschetta.
He's had a big, big start to the year. He's looked really, really good.
Really good.
So that's a matchup we're going to see right off the bat. Another matchup that we should see, as long as seeds play out, number four, number five, UVA, Boise State. 133-pounder George DiCamillo, who's come out on fire, in fuego, as they say, had a big, big early year for UVA so far. They yanked him out of redshirt. He did well at Vegas, almost made the final there. He did well at the scuffle, almost made the final there, lost in OT on both. And he's going to wrestle Brian Owen from Boise State.
Who's like 29 years old.
I don't know his exact age, but he does look like he's been around forever.
I recruited him when I was at Columbia.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yikes. So he's a gamer. He's a gamer. If you didn't see it, he had a tough match, or gave a tough match to Stieber last year, actually. Stieber had a really tough time taking him down. Couldn't turn him. Ended up winning the match, but it was a 1 or 2 point match. I think DiCamillo keeps the fire going. I think he's a favorite. He's ranked 13th right now. Owen is ranked just scratching the top 20. He's ranked 18th, and I'm going to say DiCamillo minus 1.5.
I would take DiCamillo for 4. I think he's going to put
DiCamillo minus 4.
I think he's going to beat him by 3 or 4. I think he's going to put up points.
Okay, so that's a good line for you then. I'm not going to bet against the UVA guy. I'm not going to get baited into that one, especially as I'm about to have a conversation with Steve here. But I would say DiCamillo minus 1.5 is a fair line. It could end up a little bigger, but he's a gamer. Owen's a gamer. He's got really good defense. So I don't see it being a blowout there.
Okay.
And that really could be the match, one of the matches that it comes down to, UVA Boise State, in my opinion. Also, as we mentioned, you got Valeni coming back. He's ranked 16th now. He's been kind of fighting injury. He will be going against second-ranked Chamberlain from Boise State.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a 1 point match.
Yeah, well, Valeni's obviously got really good defense. Chamberlain's lights out on his feet. He's not going to be able to go with Oliver, I don't think, but he's the one guy that could make it an exciting match. He's a goer for sure. This match, I'm going to say Chamberlain minus 2. Valeni. 2.5, actually, as I'm saying that.
2.5?
2.5 over Valeni. Valeni's coming back injured. Should be wrestling well, but I think Chamberlain's going to be a little too much offense for him right off the bat. But we'll see.
Okay.
Assuming and hoping that UVA gets past Boise State, I think they will. They wrestle Central Michigan in the semis. You got DiCamillo again wrestling number 7 Centies from Central Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Gesicki's had a couple head-scratching losses early. He also dropped one to future phenom, freshman phenom, Jesse Kielk. You can correct my pronunciation of that.
I like your pronunciation. I would have said Thielke, but I don't think that's right.
Thielke?
Thielke?
Thiel? I think we can all agree that the H is probably silent. Anyway, the...
soft J. It's a yog.
I think, and I'm going to take DeCamillo to cover this, but you've got to favor Senti's. I'm going to say Senti's minus a point and a half. I would take DeCamillo to cover.
Oh, absolutely. You should ask Steve about him. Steve sweats him.
Oh, sure. Well,
all over.
The guy's coming out just on fire early. He besides Moore, he's been the face of the program so far. So.
Yeah, Snyder obviously has been wrestling well too.
So, again, once we get to the final, whoever it is, we can see some matchups, especially the UVA Tech final would be great. That every match is going to be tight. There's great matches up and down the lineup. On the other side, the flip side in the semis, again, assuming seeds play out, you got Edinburgh Tech in the semis, Mitchell Port, number 5, against Niebert. Niebert is ranked 13th.
Okay.
He's had some good wins, some close losses this year. Port's been pretty good. Port's been handling everybody except he's got 3 losses, lost all guys that are ranked above him.
Right.
Kept it close with Maple. These guys wrestled once already. Sudden victory, 2-point win for Port. And I'm going to say he extends the lead a little bit on this one. I'm going to say he's minus 2 in this match. 2.5 in this match.
Okay.
Over Niebert. So.
Niebert.
So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out, who wrestles in the finals. But hopefully it's UVA Tech.
Oh, absolutely.
Hopefully UVA takes them out. They're due. They're due for a win over Tech.
They're due for a win. Last year was the year. They were so close.
So close.
So close. Year. I felt such an empty feeling. Like, I don't feel that feeling for sports teams very often. As you know, I'm not a team sports kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for me to attach myself to wins and losses of free agents wearing similar colors. I believe you're just supporting a tax base, really. Anyways, uh-huh. Don't allow me to rant. But I last year think that was the most pain I'd felt watching a team event. Right there at the end, great heavyweight match. We should have won. We just didn't. Lost by a point.
Yeah. We got the win in what year was that they won the ACCs? We got that win over them. But yeah, we're due for a win against them. So
we placed above them a bunch.
Be a great win early season for UVA to get some momentum going. They've had some good tournaments. They need a good dual meet tournament. And I think this weekend is the weekend we break out.
So what are you doing this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend? I don't know, actually. I don't really have any plans. I'm trying to get back into jiu-jitsu.
I got neck cranks.
My shoulder's just not cooperating.
Larry neck cranked me yesterday, so I'm a little tweaked.
I still don't really know who Larry is, actually.
That'd be Lawrence?
Oh, Lawrence. He confirms him as Larry. I'm drawing a blank. Yeah, I'm hoping to get back in this weekend. Separated shoulder.
No, you have a separated AC joint. It's a mild separation.
Separated shoulder.
It's a mild separation of your AC joint. First team journalist, second team doctor.
Well, nonetheless, once you hit a certain age, you don't really want to push that stuff getting back in. I found that out the hard way.
How old are you, Brian?
How old do you think I am?
I'm going to go with 32.
That's correct.
And when's your birthday?
March 18th.
March 18th.
Day after St. Patty's.
Yeah, that's actually kind of interesting. This year, St. Patty's Day falls the week before Nationals. If you have one wrestler that you think St. Patrick's Day is going to adversely affect the NCAA tournament, being that it's in the week off, who is your wrestler?
Are the Altons out? I would probably lean towards the Altons at this point.
Yeah.
Man, looking for an Irish name.
Matt McDonough.
But something tells me McDonough is not going out for St. Paddy's Day.
No, not unless...
McDonough is cutting weight constantly.
Who is... Okay, maybe a heavyweight. McMullen. Mike McMullen.
McMullen might be out.
Undersized.
We'll notice him if he's out, because we'll be in Chicago.
We'll see him. His nickname is possibly the greatest of all time. Muscles and Glasses. His nickname is Muscles and Glasses, because he wears this... He wears tank tops and thick-rimmed plastic glasses.
So that's great. Great.
Oh, it's fantastic.
John Morrison, maybe?
John Morrison.
Oh, Nate McCormick.
Nate McCormick for sure. Oh, no, he's got no way. Not unless he brings Sammy with him.
Yeah, true.
Sammy is sleeping at his house the whole 2 weeks before. What happened to Alan Waters?
I have no idea. Alan Dirty Waters didn't make it for some reason. No real reports on an injury or anything.
No, he just fell off. I hope he's back because he's
Nashawn Garrett, though, ended up being the fourth seed.
Yeah.
We were arguing over 6-7 with Waters out. That would make him
5-6.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was number four, huh? There was some weird seeding going on.
Wasn't a whole lot that really struck me as all that strange. Which ones did you see?
Well, there was the one, well, Caldwell. And Caldwell was a two seed.
No.
Something like that. What happened? It was at 65, I think. And the two and three seeds were switched, and it didn't, I thought it was 65. I think they had like, I don't know.
No, Taylor was
a two seed. So sure. One of these weights, maybe it was 74. They had
snuck one in there.
Yeah, I think Storley was a two seed, and Brown was the three seed.
Yeah, that's what it was. Storley was two seed over Brown.
Did you see the match?
Yeah.
Brown was riding him like a boss, and then just got caught in that weird situation. That was not
Brown. Brown might be the one guy. If you were to pick one guy you don't want to wrestle, he might be the guy.
Absolutely.
Did you see what they're going to do? Work on the head?
Did you see the 70? His legs are so big.
I don't want to wrestle Brown.
I don't want to wrestle Storley.
Wrestle David Taylor, you know, you're going to get ankle picked.
Embarrassed, but you're not going to get hurt.
Right, exactly. Kyle Dake, he might hurt you with a mat return, maybe. But Brown is just it's a grind.
I think that maybe the best thing that happened to betting odds is that Matt Brown lost that, because if he's outside and he's the field at 74, field at 74 bet is going to be, they might not even do it because, I mean, I don't know. They might not even do a field bet at 74.
74 is a tough weight to handicap. I don't really know who I like to win that weight. I guess you got to go Perry.
Who are they going to put with Perry? Perry and Storley?
Depends on the Big Ten.
Mike Evans?
That's a guy that I think is kind of under the radar. He's not ready to beat Perry yet, I don't think, but I think by the end of the season, he's going to be right there.
Yeah, but then, so you have eight guys that can win it. I mean, really, if you say Perry is above everybody else, there's really eight guys who can win it. They cannot. I hope they do. I hope they put Perry, Storley, they could throw in a third guy. If they give me even odds, I'll even take it. But I'm sure it'll be 2-1, 3-1.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they do that. Because even Perry, Perry's not a shoo-in at that weight whatsoever.
That's one of those things that you look back and you're like, I said that once? Because he could very easily just win it without being challenged. But I see him having overtime matches from the get-go. He's a guy, if Perry ran into Fauzi in the first round or the second round, you know?
I'm waiting for Fauzi to bounce back this week. And I think he's a guy that could do some some major damage at 74 if he's wrestling off.
Yeah, I think his weight's got to get down. His mind's got to get right.
Yeah.
Thinking about taking a trip to Charlottesville just to crank out a little
bit. Take a trip down there with you.
You know?
Are you going to see in Chicago.
I'm going to ACC's.
Are they in Seville?
No, they're in College Park, Maryland. I'll be announcing.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Little known fact.
Maybe I'll take a trip there.
College Park, Maryland doesn't really offer a lot, but...
Right in D.C., though.
It's not really right in D.C. at all.
Close enough.
Yeah, what, are you going to take a taxi?
Sure.
We can go hang out in Stafford.
Take a train. Train it right to the city.
From College Park?
Yep.
Do you want to
have... Best public train in metro area in the country, D.C.
That's a ridiculous statement.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, that's a ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
It's true. What else? What else you got for me?
Well, I have a question for you. Do you think we would be able to put on an exhibition jiu-jitsu match before the first session? Or should we do it before the finals?
Exhibition jiu-jitsu match before the final. The final of, what are we talking about?
Final NCAA of finals. Do you think we'd be able to get our gis on?
Oh, you and I?
You and I.
Yeah, for sure. Might be unofficial, but they open the mats up.
They do. We have to. I mean, the thing is, you can do jiu-jitsu out there without a gi on, but if you go to, like, the open mat part with a gi on, you're attracting way too much attention. There are going to be some people in the Midwest whose heads are going to explode.
There are some pretty good guys that would jump in with you, I think.
You think so?
Like, get Askren in there?
Askren and a gi? All day. No problem.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Why?
And then...
I roll with them, no gi.
Yeah, I know. I don't think gi changes a whole lot.
I think, oh, God, absolutely.
For a guy, it changes a little bit, but until like you,
for like you hit like an Ezekiel, if you hit like a
transition,
quick, like,
but once you learn to avoid
no.
stuff, it's
a gi choke, Ezekiel choke, collar grips, De La Higa's,
very easy to defend.
You tell
to be
me
initiated.
I don't know. I mean, the best thing, the best payoff is that you don't have to protect your neck as much because of, you know, from rear naked chokes and stuff. But there's a mm-hmm. lot of shit that can go wrong. I'll roll no gi with him. Who else is out there that's... I mean, I guess Mike Chandler, but I don't think he's very good at jiu-jitsu. Although he did get a choke against Eddie Alvarez, who also is not very good at jiu-jitsu.
I got to think there's a lot of guys.
There's Weidman. The best jiu-jitsu guy, the best wrestler to jiu-jitsu is Jerry Rinaldi.
Is that right?
Yeah. Maybe Chris Weidman, but he's hurt, so he's not going to be there. But Jerry Rinaldi is... Yeah, he's gone to ADCC twice now. You didn't know that?
Otto Olsen. Bring him out of the archives.
He got taken down by Marcelo Garcia.
Yeah, that doesn't tell me anything.
I don't think. Who knows? I'm sure he's not doing this anymore. He kind of got into that game like right when it started picking up. Like,
he's long and lanky.
Well, that's what made Jerry Rinaldi so good. Ben
took
Askren.
Second at eight.
T.R. Foley. The what?
He took second at Abu Dhabi.
Who did?
Otto Olsen.
Challenge.
Challenge accepted.
Took second at Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
What year?
Off the top of my head, 2003 or 1. I'd say 3.
Are you drunk?
No. Would you like to wager this? I'm not going to wager the year, but I'll wager that he took second there.
Otto Olsen.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
To Marcelo Garcia in the final.
That was the finals of ADCC?
Yeah.
Really?
Wasn't very close at all, but he was there. He beat somebody in semis that was good to get there.
Really?
So.
We were looking at the thing last night, Will Durkee and I. Got to get on this podcast. Maybe I'll call him up tonight, make him be the podcast guy. Do you think, I know you, I can hear you. I can hear you typing. Don't try to do this.
Bet's already in.
Bet's not in. We didn't even make a bet yet.
Well, my side of the bet is locked in anyway.
Oh, maybe.
So go ahead. What do you got?
I don't think it was the finals, though. Was it?
Looks like it. And it looks like it was 03, actually.
It was the finals.
And?
03. It's under 77 kilograms. He must have cut his balls off.
What is it? What is that? What's 77 kilograms? Like one?
I don't know.
No, that's gotta be. That's pretty high, actually.
No, it's not.
No, it's like.
It's like 175.
It's 170. 172 or something like that.
Yeah. So thank
you. Yeah, but it's probably like 2 days before weigh-ins or something ridiculous. back in the day.
Yeah.
And he's. It doesn't look like he represented America there, which is maybe odder.
Yeah, he did.
He's got a different flag next to his name. Anyway.
Oh, there but, it says where USA. Are we
We're talking about Will Durkee. I like, by the way, that we didn't mention Durkee in the whole jiu-jitsu wrestler to jiu-jitsu thing.
Yeah, he has a brown belt, but I don't know. No gi, no problem. Gi, sure, more trouble. Am I stupid for saying that? Are you gonna?
Yeah, I think gi, you'd have a lot of trouble with him.
I don't know.
No gi, you could call it a toss-up, maybe, no gi.
Yeah. I didn't know that Marcelo got Kimura'd by Jacare.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think, I don't know. I mean, the other guys, obviously, who are there who would just crush us would be Tom Erickson. Because he's so much bigger.
Yeah, I mean, well, look at Lester. Lester's been doing it for about a week, and it's pretty much the days of doing anything to him are over.
I didn't have three's 300 pounds. He's all of 300 pounds right now.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
No matter what he knows about jiu-jitsu, he's not going to be an easy match for anyone.
I think he's easier no-gi than he is gi.
Is that right?
Because it's easier to stay on his back.
I would disagree with that. Just because I feel with gi, there's different ways to keep guys like off of you.
Yeah, but I feel like he can just grab a sleeve and pull me over top at any time. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I think that we should have a match. I think that we should invite people to bet on it. And then I think, I don't think you and I can have a match. It wouldn't go well.
You and I?
Yeah, you'd try to hurt me.
Yeah.
That's what you're pretty well known for.
That seems like that would be the case, but it seems maybe reversed.
Mm-mm. I'm gentle. I pull guard now. I play jiu-jitsu. So which current wrestler? Now this is a complicated question. Which current wrestler that is in college right now is most likely to pursue a jiu-jitsu only career?
That's really hard to determine because anybody that's really successful is going to go MMA, I think. Jiu-jitsu only? I don't think David Taylor really wants to get punched in the face.
I think if David Taylor got into just jiu-jitsu, he would be a world champion.
Oh, easily.
No problem.
Got the body for it.
The body for it. Dave would be good. Dave would be incredible. Dave would be good. But I think Taylor would fuck him up. Excuse my language. He would screw him up in a jiu-jitsu match.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. He's long. Long and lanky is the way to go in jiu-jitsu. What about a David Taylor, Kyle Dake MMA match?
Dake?
Yeah, all day. All day.
Yeah, he's too explosive.
How long until, from the time he graduates, how long does it take Ed Ruth to... to hold a UFC belt, assuming he's going to go MMA. I would imagine.
3 years, 5 months, 14 days.
I would take the under.
Really?
Yeah.
No, because look at Bubba Jenkins. That dude should be fighting in the UFC already. I don't know why he hasn't been. Maybe he's asking too much money. They haven't.
By the time he's out, And who knows? Ruth might, these guys might all want to, I know Dave wants to make an Olympic run. I'm sure Taylor does. But Ed Ruth, for some reason, I see him maybe going into it quicker. And he, I mean, if he wants to do it, he can start training next year.
Yeah.
With his talent level.
He could just take the year off and just train and then come back and wrestle.
2.5 years. 2.5 years.
Two and a half years. But yeah, remember, you gotta get fights. And that's really hard to get fights as a good wrestler because guys don't want to fight you.
By that time, Silva's gone, though.
Dude, I'm over this whole Anderson Silva thing. It's really irritating me. Because if he takes that fight with Chris Weidman, Weidman doesn't get hurt, Weidman destroys him. No question. Maybe nobody wants to see the fight because nobody knows Weidman yet, but he wins that fight. He wins that fight 9 times out of 10.
That's absurd.
Why?
Absurd.
Who has Anderson Silva beat?
Who's he not?
An old Vitor Belfort.
Who would he not be?
Dan Henderson, who I can't explain what he was thinking when he was on the ground with Anderson.
He just finds a way. The guy finds a way.
Because he fights a bunch of tomato cans. He won't fight anybody
Chael
good.
Twice.
He lost to Chael the first time with the exception of that miracle triangle.
Right. Finds a way.
Oh, well.
Finds a way.
Boulder Dash.
You play to win the game.
You play to win the game. Do you think I should add the Tom Brands quotes from this past weekend?
That was great. That was fantastic.
Where does the Brands meltdown rank in non-wrestling activity?
It's not up there with the Oklahoma State coach who just kept yelling, "I'm 40. I'm a man.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I'm a man." Dennis Green was probably my personal favorite.
Well, it wasn't a complete meltdown in the sense of those. Like, he wasn't just, like, unhinged.
No, nah, but he started referring to himself in the third person, which was...
Oh, he did? Did I miss that part?
Yeah, but he wasn't saying, like, Tom Brands. He was saying this guy. This guy's not all right with it.
I think that's the second... No, I guess it is kind of the third... I gotta find out what person that is. I don't think it's the fourth third person.
It might be 2.5.
I think it's the 2.5
people.
2.5 Brandses.
2.5 Brands.
Did you know that?
Either way, it was entertaining. You got to respect the guy. I mean, is it a little over the top? Maybe, but
I kind of like him though. There's something like an affection I have for him. Like it's not just like it's respect, but it's like he kind of is funny. Like there's something about him that's mildly comical.
I think he does have a sense of humor that people don't give him credit for.
Yeah, if you watched him during the match, the Mike Evans match. He was, like, trying to keep Terry off. And at one point, he cracks a smile. Like, Terry was, like, out of control. And Tom was, like, weirdly in control. And, like, pulled him back. And you saw, like, this weird, like, smile crack. Like, a very much like, oh, this is funny.
He's yeah, like, you almost get the feeling that they're putting a lot of it on for show a lot of the time. They're not, but that type of feeling where they break character every once in a while. Nobody runs an interview better than him. He just dominates all the reporters at all times. He just keeps them all in line. He answers the questions that he wants to answer. He actually probably releases a series of questions that they're allowed to ask before they get in.
Do you think? I bet you Tom Brands is like an insanely good father too. Side note.
Oh, sure.
Insanely good father. Because it's one of those rough things. Like, he's probably really strict. But I bet you his kids sleep on his arms.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm giving Tom Brands Coach/Father of the Year award.
Coach and father?
I don't even know if he has kids.
Me neither. No idea. Actually, I think he does.
I hope for his sake he has girls.
Just like Gable.
Yeah.
Did Gable have all girls?
No, I had a boy.
Oh, he did?
I think so.
I thought it was all girls.
Was it? I feel like I feel bad for any legend.
Go pick up his daughter.
You got to feel bad for any legend who has a daughter.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, any legend that has a male athlete who has a daughter. I'm sorry, has a son. Because immediately that son has to sort of try to regain that throne, that athletic throne.
Yep. Right?
And how many sons have been able to do that with any... Who... I guess Rhys Humphreys did a good job.
Rob Cole.
Ralph Cole might have outdone his father, mostly because he lived in a media age and his father didn't.
True.
Ralph Cole. Who else we got?
I'll have to think about this one.
Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's kid like played basketball at UCF. I don't think that qualifies.
He did. A little far off from where his father ended up, but he's trying.
Walter Payton's kid didn't pan out. Did he die?
Pete Rose's kid had a glimmer of hope for a while. I used to have a baseball card that said Pete and repeat. And his son played in the minors for a little bit, but that was it.
What are some other father-son sports duos? Oh, the Hulls, right? The hockey team guys?
Oh, here's a good one. The Chiarella's.
That's a good one. Although none of the Chiarella's could win that title.
His dad, well, the father won.
Two.
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you got to say that Mark Chiarella. Mark's the older one, right?
Ryan. Mark Chiarella's the older
one. Ryan Chiarella, right. Yeah. Ryan Chiarella's the older one. He had Johnny Hendricks' stock. We all know that.
Yeah, you know. But there was still a lot of match to go after that.
True, very true. He wouldn't win a best out of three series with him, but you could argue that he got screwed out of a title. But yeah, neither one, both got in the finals, neither won.
Amazing.
That's acceptable, though. You're an All-American. You got there.
I think that if you're an All-American, yeah, that's a pretty good indication of future. I'm just saying it's hard to, like, you have to at least match your parents or better their performance. That's hard. I mean, you're a Brands kid. That's tough. What are you
harder for a brother. I think it's worse for a brother. Like your Cody Sanderson coming in.
Well, there's a lot of Sandersons.
A lot of Sandersons. But Cody was the one, really the only one that followed Cale. There were two of them that were there with him, which had to be tough. But, yeah, you're like, you're the hyped up younger brother. You come in, and he had a good career, but how do you follow that?
What's been interesting, this is compelling. Think about the twins that you know. One is always just a little bit better than the other.
Yeah.
They never do exactly the same thing at the same time. It's
one
always.
One always rises a little further.
Like just the littlest bit. Josh Moore second, Scott Moore third. Brand's three national titles. Tom Brand's three national titles. Terry Brand's two national titles.
Yeah.
Tom Brand's gold medal. Terry Brand's silver medal. Bronze medal.
That's a good one. Like Terry Brands, it'd be interesting to get his thoughts on that rivalry between the two.
Because what if this happened? What if in the room Terry beat the hell out of Tom?
Right. Nobody knew it.
What if nobody knew it? But Terry Brands just used to just face mush Tom. Him. Tom would cry, and that everything that Tom is in this world is because Terry Brands used to whip his ass.
Very interesting. Terry was always smaller, right?
Terry was smaller.
Or at least wrestled lighter.
Yeah.
It looked like Andrew Alton was going to be the Tom of that brotherhood, but I don't know. Dylan's kind of shown him up so far, hasn't he?
Yeah, and it also, I think that, well, one of them's, what, 15-0 this year?
Well, Andrew Alton, yeah, he's been better this year, but he... Granted, he wrestled in a great weight his freshman year, but he did an All-American. And then Dylan came in last year and took third.
Yeah.
At 57.
I think that people expected a lot more from those guys. And it's hard to say because they're sophomores.
I mean, it's pretty early. Those guys are, Andrew Alton's 15-0. It's his sophomore year only.
So what do you think about when Chance Marsteller commits to Penn State? Does that become the dynasty that everybody thinks it's going
to be? Does he go to Penn State?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
He doesn't seem like a Penn State guy.
Why? Because he's a ginger?
No, actually, I think one of the Sandersons is kind of gingerish. Oh, it's the youngest one, but I don't know if he's even there anymore. But no, just his style. When Mario Mason, who we ever got on, that doesn't look great for me, when he went to Minnesota, I remember thinking that it was a really awful fit.
So why is Chance a bad match for Penn State?
I don't think he's a bad match for Penn State. I think if Iowa got their hands on him, he's much more of an Iowa guy. much more of like a grab you, take you out of position, as opposed to like fake you out of position, like an Oklahoma State guy.
Weren't you just saying Matt Brown was a hammer?
He is a hammer, but I think that's kind of that's separate from what we're talking about here. I think Penn State sure can have hammers. I don't think their style is to be hammers.
But then also, okay, well then turning that on its head, Iowa is a team of hammers, but then their most successful wrestler the two most successful wrestlers of the past 10 years have been Mark Perry and Matt McDonough, both of who are lanky, quasi-funky.
If we're just ignoring Brent Metcalf?
Well, I mean, Mark Perry won two titles.
All right, I'll give you that. They're
Brent Metcalf won two titles.
They don't fit the mold necessarily, but I still feel like McDonough, he is lanky, but he still fits the mold of...
Because he scowls a lot? Because he scowls a lot? That's what you like. You think Chance Marsteller has a good scowl, and that's why he should go to Iowa.
I think if Chance Marsteller goes to Iowa, possibility that he's a four-time national champ.
No chance.
If he goes to Penn State, he'll be a two-time national champ.
Oh, that's crazy. Now you're just four-time saying coaching there. Is better at Iowa. How can learning more moves?
I think that style that he likes to wrestle is better at Iowa.
How can he learn more? He's going to learn more moves at Penn State. True or false?
Learn more moves? I don't know. I don't know if I can comment on that.
The answer is true, and there's no way he's going to get less work. I don't know. I just feel like if you're the best wrestler in the country, where do you wrestle? Apparently, Kyle Snyder chose Ohio State, which I'm assuming has something to do with their night.
Yeah, I have not heard about this guy. One guy, I haven't really been following high school. I used to follow New Jersey high school all the time, even years afterwards, but I haven't recently. But there's a kid from California, it's a freshman, that is just a complete, I don't know if he's a real freshman, a true freshman in high school, whatever the equivalent of that is. But he's a freshman on the books, and he just smashes people.
Yeah. I don't buy into the whole freshman thing, because the last time I remember, like, sweating a freshman was, or hearing about some amazing freshman was the kid from Virginia, Patrick, kid who went to, light-skinned black kid who went to Illinois.
Oh, Patrick Bond.
Patrick Bond.
Yeah.
DNP, 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 DNP.
Well, you got to look at the state.
Oh, wow. I walked right into that one. Damn it.
You got it. The pedigree.
No, I think Kyle Snyder's Maryland, but he does all the big tournaments. He's
a good kid from California is legit.
He's never been touched. He's never been taken down.
Snyder?
Yeah.
He's got that thing, though, where you fit him.
Is
he a 97 pounder?
He's never been taken down.
Ever? Is that true? You're just saying that.
That's true.
Where did he wrestle in college? What weight?
97 is what he got listed as. I thought it was all of 215, but maybe he's 205 or something.
And has he been a 215 career?
Yeah. 220 is what it's called now. Anyways, he's the greatest of all time. But I don't know what he's gonna do.
Well, that's the thing. Wrestling 220 all 4 years in high school, that is impressive no matter what, but has he seen the competition?
Yeah, he went to Beast of the East. Iron Man.
Yeah, I don't know. 220 is an in-betweener weight for me.
All right.
I'll have to see it in college.
I'll set his All American titles at two. Over under.
He's from Maryland. Last guy I saw from Maryland.
Over under on two.
Over under on two for his titles.
No, All American chips.
Under.
You don't think he's gonna be a 2-time All American?
Oh, All American? Yeah, sure. I'll do that.
So, what do you think is over under?
Over under for All American.
2.5. 2.5's my line. 2.5's my line.
197. I think under 2.5.
Check back in 5 or 6 years.
We'll post it. We should start a website of all this, just that keeps track of every running bet we have.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's actually your job now. I want you to go back through all.
You're
these.
A website guy. You're
I'll put it on the website. Guy, you aggregate the information, and I will list every single bet we've ever made.
With net wins and losses, I've been on a little streak against you.
Yeah, you have. I don't know what happened. I think part of it is I have so much access that the information gets jumbled, and I just don't trust my gut. And I don't know, for some reason, like, I got every fight wrong, like, three fight cards ago. I've never done that before. I think I have too much information.
Too much info? That's where you're going with? That's like, that ball wouldn't have been out of
the way. Shut your mouth.
Well, it's a long season. You got some time to make it back. Although, so, I think we're probably still even after the Taylor bet in the beginning.
Yeah, I think I still look back to the about year long paper rock scissors wins I had. I netted $2,500 off you.
Oh, stop it! I didn't lose the credit card roulette for the first 3 years I played.
No, I'm talking about we played paper rock scissors for bills while we lived together. I don't think I paid for anything for like 9 months.
You had a good streak.
Some call it the greatest.
It's all about what have you done for me lately, and I want a good streak here. I'm going to ride it out.
Would Nick Saban win a national title? How long would it take Nick Saban to win a national title as a wrestling coach?
He would have to do it in the first 3 years, or he wouldn't do it at all. He'd have to ride his popularity.
I think Nick Saban wins a national title. I think if you put him on a team right now, if you gave him like a mid-level team, a team that could, if you gave him Purdue,
okay,
he could win a national title in 4 years. I'd say he could do it in 4 years.
Absurd.
Why?
I don't understand where he's getting these wins. Where is he creating these wins at Purdue? Recruiting is the only thing I could see that he doesn't.
It's the process. It's the process.
Just on his personality.
It's the process. Remember, that's his big thing.
Or his popularity, rather.
Isn't that his thing, the process? Like, he's all about getting kids into a program, making them just perform on the process. I think a guy shows up in a snakeskin, $1,100 snakeskin belt and beautiful Armani shoes. I'm gonna listen to what he says.
Yeah, but that's the thing. What is he saying? He doesn't know what to say at all. He's gonna tell you to like shoot the gap a little harder. I mean, he's got no wrestling background whatsoever.
He's gonna recruit the best coaches in the country. Kale Sanderson's gonna be his assistant.
Better question, if Dan Gable took over the program right now, would he be able to turn a program around?
I can't even comment on this, because if I do, I'm going to say something that's going to irritate everybody. But in my opinion, I think Dan Gable was probably the greatest coach of all time. But I think that there's a certain amount of age creeps in, and it affects your outlook and your workload.
Say that again? I missed that.
Age?
Uh-huh. Oh, age creeps in. Yeah, no, I understand. Maybe kind of like a Joe Gibbs type thing. The game is passed by.
But Joe Gibbs actually did well, too.
Not really.
Brian, we're going to have to end this conversation. I'll talk to you next week, my man.
All right, buddy.
You know, I don't care about breaks. I don't care about layoffs. I don't care about 3 weeks. What do you call it when you have a break and you're still in the, if you're a doctor and you think sabbatical. I'm not talking about sabbaticals or breaks. I'm talking about being tough, coming back with your weight under control so it does not affect you.
Are you surprised?
And you know what? There is anger management issues right here. And I said that on the radio, too, and I'll admit it. I'll admit it right now.
Are you surprised?
And doggone, I'm telling you what else. I'll tell you what else. There's going to be a lot of people chirping out there. You know what? You guys go chirp away.